there are other supportive features that can help. And these include things like an early age of onset, a personal or family history of atopy, having high IgE levels or reactivity, and dry skin. Those are supportive, important concepts that can help us feel better about the diagnosis. But there are important things we have to differentiate from and exclude. And these include things like seborrheic dermatitis, contact dermatitis, both allergic and irritant, scabies infestation, immunodeficiencies, ichthyoses, psoriasis, which also can look very similar, especially in children, photosensitive dermatoses, cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, and erythroderma of other causes, because patients who are sort of red all over can be very difficult to know what's going on.